Abundantly able to deliver and to save, is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him, is able, is able. Abundantly able to deliver and to save, is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him, is able, is abundantly able to deliver, to deliver, is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him. The day togun togun, the day tija tija, the day ninu agbara re, the day olorun mi ko wa se ranwo fokan mi, the day togun togun, the day tija tija tija, the day ninu agbara re, the day olorun mi ko wa se ranwo fokan mi. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, arise, arise. He is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him. Father, we thank you because you are able, abundantly able to deliver and to save those who trust in you. Daddy, we thank you because you are a reliable God. Daddy, we thank you because you are sufficient God. Father, we thank you because you are dependable God. Daddy, we thank you because you are trustworthy. Daddy, we thank you because you are the one that can do that which no man can do for us. You are the mighty God in battle. You are Jehovah, the man of war. Father, you are excellent. You are awesome. Daddy, you are great. You are beautiful. Daddy, we worship your majesty. Daddy, we give you praise because you alone, you are God. Besides you, there is no other. Daddy, we bless you for the grace that we have to come even into your presence tonight. Father, we thank you because out of the abundance of your love, you have drawn us to yourself. Thank you for the grace that brought us to the throne of grace to come and receive mercy so that we can get grace for help even at this time, oh Lord. Even at this time that we need you, oh God. Even at this time that we need you to arise for our sake, oh Lord. To deliver us, oh Lord. Even from the mighty captive of our lives, oh Lord. to deliver us from the oppressors in our lives, to deliver us from the wicked one and the evil doers. Daddy, we have run unto you. Daddy, we have come to cry unto you. Daddy, we have come to seek your face. And your word said that those who seek you will find you. You said in your word, you have not asked us to seek you in vain. Those who seek you will find you. And you said when we call upon you, you will answer us in time of trouble. This is the time of our trouble. This is the time of, this is our time, oh God. We want you to arise for our sake, oh God. Father, deliver us, oh Lord, from those that are stronger than us, from those wicked ones in our lives, in our land, even among us, oh Lord, even in the body of Christ. Arise, oh God. Let your enemy be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will decree and declare your kingdom in our midst on this mountain tonight. That you will receive open heaven upon every soul on this mountain tonight. That you will decree, oh God, that every decree, every declaration, every pronouncement, oh God, every prayer, oh Lord, we are sent unto you tonight as a sweet smelling savour. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against principalities and powers. Wicked spirit in high places, even in the vicinity, in nations, in states, in county, in neighborhood, where this message is being transmitted at this time. We render them useless and powerless concerning our gathering in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is a gathering of light. The Bible says light shineth and darkness could not comprehend. Therefore, we decree and declare darkness is not permitted in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus, that they are released unto every soul, that Lord, every declaration and decree that will come out of our mouth, Father, as we say it, so you will do unto us, to the glory of your name, to our joy and to the shame of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, together with my fellow brethren, we decree and we declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sought deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seeketh thy seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and battle, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord that is mighty in battle. He is the King of glory over our lives individually, over this congregation, over this coming together, over this gathering, over this meeting, over this mountain. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, our returning from this mountain tonight shall be great in the name of Jesus, for you will bless us, oh Lord, accordingly, oh Lord, that those who seek you will find you. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly follow me to the Bible passage for tonight. It's taken from the book of Psalm 10. If you have your Bible, please open it. But if you do not, listen to me. I'm going to read from the Evangelical Heritage Version. Psalm 10, I read, why, Lord, do you stand so far away? Why do you hide in times of distress? Because of the pride of the wicked, the oppressed born, they are caught in the schemes that the wicked plan. Yes, the wicked man boasts about his heart's desires. He blesses the robber. He despises the Lord. With his nose in the air, the wicked does not seek God. There is no room at all for God in his thoughts. His ways are prosperous all the time. He is haughty. Your judgments do not concern him. is not at all of his forces. He says in his heart, I will not be shaken. Through age after age, I will have no trouble. Cursing fills his mouth, along with lies and threats. Trouble and evil lie under his tongue. He waits in ambush by the villages. In hiding places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are spying on the helpless. He lies in ambush. He hides like a lion in the thicket. He lies in ambush to catch his oppressed. He catches the oppressed by dragging them in his net. The helpless are crushed. They sink down. They fell under his strength. He says in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He never sees. Rise up, O Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the oppressed. Why does the wicked man despise God? Why does he say in his heart, you do not seek justice, but you do see, you notice troubles and grief. You take it into your own hands. The helpless one abandons himself to you. For the fatherless, you are indeed a helper. Break the arm of the wicked. Who pursued the wickedness of the evil man until you find no more? The Lord is the King forever and ever. The nation will perish from his hand. Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You strengthen their hearts. And you hear, pays attention to obtain justice for the fatherless and the crushed, so that the worldly man may no longer terrify. To obtain justice for the fatherless and the crushed, so that the worldly man may no longer terrify. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Almighty God, we bless and worship you. We magnify your name above every other name. We declare you Lord over our gatherings again tonight. Unto you, all powerful God, we have gathered to seek your gracious, merciful face, to seek help and vengeance against our oppressors and troublers. Daddy, we know and trust your deliverance and salvation from the hand of our enemies, the enemies of our souls. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Brethren, salvation and deliverance is the Lord's. He is the one that is able, abundantly able, to deliver from the strong enemies of our lives. Psalm 62 verse 1 says, I must calm down and turn to God. Only he can rescue me. I must hear that. I must calm down and turn to God. If you did not calm down, if you did not hold your peace, you may run to where you're supposed not to. But here the psalmist said, I must calm down and turn to God. Only he can rescue me. The psalm said this to himself when faced with enemies, including his own son, Absalom. Regardless of how close the enemy or enemies might be to us, let us speak to our hearts to be still and turn to God, who is the only hope for our rescue. Again, the psalmist said, I must calm down. My sisters, my brothers, let us calm down. Let us hold our peace. Let us not be in haste, but let us be still and know that he is God, and let us turn to him. He is our only hope. verse 5 of that same Psalm 62, I must calm down and turn to God. He is my only hope. God alone is our hope. Is the hope of the hopeless. Therefore, in all things, whatever we are passing through, let us take time to be still before Him. Let us calm down. Let us speak to our heart, to ourselves. Mention your name regardless of that situation, regardless of how terrible. Say to yourself, mention your name. Becky, you must calm down and turn to God. He is your only hope. Looking at the situation of things in our lands and nations, our places of work, even in our families, and even in the house of faith, household of faith, there are oppressors, wicked ones. Remember what Jeremiah 5:26 says. He said, among my people are the wicked who lie in wait like men. These enjoy trouble. These people, they enjoy troubling the soul of others. But God is the only hope for the oppressed and those that have been troubled. Daniel, while running away from King Saul, said in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 12, let the Lord be the judge. I hope the Lord will punish you for the wrong you did to me, but I won't fight you myself. Brethren, you cannot fight any battle by yourself. Speak to yourself, calm down and turn to God. Jehovah, the man of war, the one that has never lost a battle, the one that always wins battle. You have no strength of your own to fight battles of life. Turn to God. He is your only hope. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that God will be the judge. He will be the one that will judge the case against your haters, against your pursuers, against your troublers. Decree, God, you alone, you are my hope, and you are the just judge. You are the only judge. Judge the case between me and my haters. Judge the case between me and my troublers. Oh God, judge between me and my oppressors, the wicked ones in the land of my life. Judge the case because I have turned to you tonight. You alone, you are my hope. I have no power of my own. I have no strength of my own. But I trust in you. I hope in you. Judge the case between me and my oppressors. Judge between me and my haters. Judge between me and that wicked ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to decree and declare that God will judge, He will punish. He is the true judge. He will punish your haters. Just like David told King Saul, God will judge between me and you. God will judge you, will punish you for the wrong you did to me. I want you to use this word and say, God, tonight, because you are the just God, because I have turned to you, you are the only hope I have to fight my battle, to vindicate me and judge between me, even and that one that is running after me to destroy me. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, punish those ones, O Lord. Punish that oppressor. Punish those wicked ones in our lands, for they have done us wrong. They are doing us wrong right now. Daddy, you are the only hope we have. We have no strength of our own to fight them. The wicked leaders in our land, the wicked elders in our lineage, the wicked ones, even the body of Christ. Daddy, arise, O God. You are the just judge. Punish them for doing us wrong. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved of the Lord, we are going to go through Psalm 10, our Bible text for tonight. And we will raise prayer points from the text as the Spirit leads, and some other Bible verses. We will cry unto God. Let me tell you, you cannot cry to any man. There's no man that can help you. If God did not arise for you to help you, enemy will destroy you. He is your only hope. And you have turned to him tonight. I want you to stand up. I want you to be strong in your heart and pray. We are not praying using our own word. We are going to use the word of God. The word of God is yea and amen. We are going to use the word of God against our oppressors. We are going to use the word of God against the troublers of our lands, of our lives. We are going to use the word of God even against those wicked ones, the evildoers among us, the ones that are causing unrest, a lack of peace in our lives, in our land, in our nation, even in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 79 verse 9 says, help us, O God, our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us, and provide atonement for our sins, for your name's sake. Look at that. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. God, we arise for us. That way we have come and we have turned unto him. He is the only hope we have. He is the God of our salvation. And because of the glory of his name, for the glory of his name, he will arise for us. We trust in the power of his name, and he will judge between us and the wicked ones in our lives. He will not delay to deliver us, so that his name in our lives, his name in our houses, his name in our families, his name in our nation will not be reproached. No one is like you, Lord. You are great and your name is powerful. Jeremiah 10:6. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that God will help you and give you salvation for the glory of his name. God, arise, help me. Give me deliverance from that dangerous oppressor, from that wicked troublers in my life, for the glory of your name, for the sake of your name in my life. Daddy, help me, O Lord. Give me deliverance, O Lord. Give me salvation, O Lord. Even from the hand of my oppressor, from the hand of the evildoers in my life, from the hand of the wicked ones in our lands, from the hand of the wicked one in the body of Christ. Arise, O God, for the sake of your name, O Lord. Help us and give us salvation. In Jesus' name, I want you to decree and declare that God will deliver us from our oppressors for his name's sake. For his name's sake, enough of reproach in our life. We carry God's name. We are his people. He said, this one I've sworn named them. They are mine. We belong to God. God is our Father. Oh, therefore, I want you to pray. I decree and declare tonight, say that God deliver us from our oppressors for the sake of your name. For we bear your name. We are called by your name. Oh, remember, he said, those that are called by my name. Oh, Daddy, you are our Father. Father, for the sake of your glorious name, Father, arise and deliver us from the oppressors, from the wicked ones, O Lord, even for the evildoers in the land of our individual lives, in our nation, in our city, in our country, even in the body of Christ. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, provide atonement for our sin, for the sake of your name, in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare, God, provide atonement for our sins for your name's sake. Daddy, even if it's sin that have made this one to continue to oppress us, Daddy, tonight, because of your name, Father, remember the blood of Jesus, Daddy, and forgive us our sin, O Lord. and deliver us from their hands, O Lord. Father, because of the blood of your Son Jesus Christ, Daddy, that you shed on the cross of Calvary for the atonement of our sin, Daddy, tonight, O God, arise and deliver us from our oppressors, O Lord, from the hand of those that are oppressing us, O Lord, from the hand of the wicked ones in our land, O Lord, from the hands of the evildoers, O Lord, even in the midst of the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, fake prophets, fake ones, Father, deliver us from them for the sake of your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Prayer for justice against the evildoers, the wicked ones in our lands, in our families, and in the body of Christ. You know you cannot fight this battle. You don't have strength of your own. You don't have power of your own. But God is the all-powerful God. The Bible says he is the man of war. The man of war knows everything about the war. He has the strategy. He knows everything. He can orchestrate the war. And he knows how he will win the war. Because he's Jehovah, the man of war. I want you to pray. According to Psalm 10 verse 12. Rise up, O Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the oppressed in our life. Do not forget the oppressed in our land. Because of the oppressed and the afflicted one, rise up, O God. You are the only hope we have in our nation, in our world, even in the land of your own life, in your own life, in my own life, in the body of Christ. Oh Lord, rise up. Lift up your hand, oh God. Do not forget the afflicted one. Do not forget the oppressed one, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, by your great power, lift up your hands against the troublers of our lands, against the troublers of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, lift up your strong hand. Lift up your mighty hand, O Lord. Your right hand that is mighty in power. Your right hand that is strong, O God. Against the troublers of our souls. Against the troubler in our lands. Against our oppressors. Against the evildoers, O Lord. In the land of our lives. Among the body of Christ, in the household of faith, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God and my Father, I want you to pray. Please do not forget the oppressed in our land. There are so many people. Look at our young ones, our youth. Look at what is going on. Look at what is going on. We need God to arise, even in the body of Christ, in the assemblies of brethren. Oh, I was discussing with somebody. You see those ones that have been there, and they will see the anointing. They will see the younger one and they want to suppress. They want to, you know, oppress. Oh no. Oh Lord, arise for us tonight. Again, those that are oppressing us. Oppress our oppressor. Oh God, lift up your mighty hand, oh Lord. Oppress my oppressor. Oppress my oppressors. Oppress, oh God, all those that are oppressing your people, Lord. Oppress all the troublers in our land. In the name of Jesus. In our family, oh God. Those one that says that we know when they marry your mother. We know when your father was going to school. Oh, if not that I was the one that pay his school fees. Oh, Daddy, tonight, because our hope is in you, you are the only hope we have. Arise, lift up your hand again, those that are oppressing us. Oppress our oppressors, Lord. Raise your hand against the wicked one in our land. Raise your hand against the troublers of our souls. Against the troublers of our peace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Psalm 10 verse 14 says, the helpless one abandons himself to you because they have no choice. They have no choice. They just abandon themselves to their oppressors, to the wicked one, to the evildoers. And they can do whatever they want to do with them. For the fatherless, you are indeed a helper. I want you to pray. Oh Lord, helper of the helpless. Our young ones, the oppressed in our lands, abandon themselves even to their captive. Daddy, we pray today, help us against our oppressors. Daddy, help them against those wicked leaders. Help them against those oppressors in their land. Oh Lord, help us against that wicked man in our family. Against that woman that says that I will make sure. Once they see that this is a glorious child, this person has a glorious destiny, they are running after her. They want to destroy. They will be suppressing and oppressing. Daddy, tonight, because we have turned to you, because you are the only hope we have, arise, O Lord. Father to the fatherless, arise and fight our battle. In the name of Jesus, Father, help the helpless in our lands and in the household of faith that have abandoned themselves even to that fake prophet, that they have abandoned themselves even to that fake apostle, they have abandoned themselves even to that fake pastor, to that fake evangelist. Oh, that, what can we do? Just let us, yes, it doesn't matter. Father, tonight arise, O God. Deliver, O Lord, by your strong right hand, O Lord. Deliver us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 10 verse 15 says, break the arm of the wicked and the evildoer. You pursue the wickedness of the evil man until you find no more. Let me tell you, when God killed Athaliah, the Bible said the land enjoyed peace, rejoicing and dancing. All swell up in the nation. Oh, I want you to pray. Almighty God, by your power tonight, break the arm of the wicked and the evildoers in my life. Break the arm of my oppressor. Father, because you are the only one that can do it. That wicked one that laid hold on me, that oppressor that laid hold upon my life, that oppressor in our land, in the body of Christ, in our family, Daddy, tonight, Father, break their hands. Break the hands of the evildoers in our lives. Break the hand of the wicked ones in our lands. Break the hand of the wicked one, O Lord, even in the household of faith, even in the body of Christ, O Lord. Daddy, break it, O Lord, in our nation, in nation of the world. Father, we pray, O Lord, break their hammer and look for them and destroy them, Father, so that we will have peace even in our land. Almighty God, seek out this is wickedness. Seek out our wickedness, O Lord. Seek it, O Lord, and destroy such evil totally, because you alone, you are our hope. Remember, calm down. I must calm down and turn to God. He is my only hope. Psalm 62 verse 5. Psalm 62 verse 1. God, you are my only hope. Daddy, arise and deliver. Break the arm of the wicked ones. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 10 verse 16. Jehovah is the king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. I decree and declare, Jehovah is king over my life. Jehovah is king over all his people. Forever in the name of Jesus. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God owns you, my brother and my sister. He cannot allow anybody to play. He cannot joke with your life. He loves you so much
Therefore, he will arise tonight. He will stand against the oppressors of your life. He will walk against, he will punish the evildoers in our lives. He will punish them. He will raise his right hand up and he will fight against our troublers. He will fight against those that are oppressing and afflicting, even our youth, even our land, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let all the wicked and the evildoers vanish from our lands, from among the body of Christ. Those that are bringing shame to the body of Christ, those that are being wicked, even to the sheep, even to the fold that God paid the price with the blood, with the precious blood of his son. They are just using them and doing whatever they want to do. Daddy, tonight, by the power of your word, you will arise, O Lord, and clear them out of our lands in the name of Jesus, so that peace will reign, O Lord, so that people will worship you, Father, even in truth and in spirit, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 10 verse 17 says, O eternal one, you have heard the longings of the poor and lonely. You will strengthen them. You who are of heaven will hear them. I want you to pray. Oh Lord, hear the longings of the poor and the oppressed for deliverance. Many I just cry, God, when will salvation come? When will salvation come? When will this oppression, when will this depression, when will this trouble end? They are looking unto you, Father. Hear from heaven. The Bible says, and God heard the voice, the cry of the Israelites, even in the land of Egypt, and he sent them helper, deliverer, Moses. I want you to pray. Father, hear the longings of the poor in our land. Hear the longings of the oppressed for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, listen to the cry of our heart for deliverance, oh Lord, from these wicked ones, oh Lord, from the evildoers in our lands, oh Lord, even from our oppressors. Father, hear our voice. We have turned to you. You are the only hope we have in the land of our lives, in our nation, in our city, even in the body of Christ. Daddy, hear our cry. Daddy, for deliverance, hear our cry, attend to our cry, and deliver us. For we know you are able, abundantly able. Oh Lord, tonight, strengthen our heart for your name's sake. Strengthen our heart, strengthen the heart of the young one, of the youth, oh Lord. Strengthen the heart of the oppressed, oh Lord, so that they will not run to other gods, so that they will not run to other direction, so that they will not go and seek help where there is no help. The Bible says, woe unto him that go to Egypt for help. So that, Lord, we will not go and seek help where there is no help. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, tonight, strengthen our heart for your name's sake. For the glory of your name, strengthen our heart. Pray for yourself. No matter what you are passing through, no matter how terrible that situation, I want you to say, God, strengthen my heart. For the sake of your name and for the glory of your name. Father, strengthen my heart. Because in the day of trouble, if you faint, your strength is little. Daddy, strengthen my heart, oh Lord. Regardless of the oppression, oh Lord. Regardless of the opposition, oh Lord. Regardless of what I'm facing, oh Lord. Physically and spiritually. At any level, God, strengthen my heart, oh Lord. For the sake of your name, oh Lord. For the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus, almighty deliverer. Pay attention to the cries of the oppressed and the afflicted one in our midst, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 10 verse 18. You will bring justice to the orphans and the oppressed. So mere men can no longer terrify them. So that mere men will no longer, you know, mistreat them. So that mere men will no longer say that if you did not do this, I will plug out your right eye. If you did not do this, I will make sure you cannot eat. If you did not do this, I will do this, I will do that. A man that just have his breath in his mouth. I want you to pray. Oh Lord, by the power of your name, you are God of justice. Give justice to the fatherless. Give justice to the orphans and the oppressed one in our lands. In the mighty name of Jesus, give justice to the widow in the household of faith. Give justice to those that have abandoned themselves to the hand of the wicked ministers. Pray, Father, give justice in the name of Jesus to those that have said that we have no other place. While we have, whatever you ask us to do, whatever thing, you know, some, because they already manipulated their heart, they already told them that if you dare step, if you dare do this, remember all those things we are seeing on the internet, you know, dirty story about ministers of the gospel. Daddy, tonight, give justice to those ones that are falling into the hand of the wicked ministers. In the name of Jesus, those ones that have abandoned themselves even to the hand of the evil prophet and prophetess. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, Almighty Father, avenge the oppressed and the orphan, so that mere men will no longer terrify them. Father, arise for them, O Lord. So the man will no longer even terrify them and threat their life. We no longer say that if you don't do this, I will make sure. Daddy, arise, deliver the oppressed and the afflicted ones. In the name of Jesus, for the sake of your name, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. My Father, my God, I want you to pray tonight. Give me justice. Pray for yourself now. Give me justice against my haters and oppressors. Let them no longer oppress me. Let the oppressor of the oppressor hang tonight. Tonight is the night, O Lord. Get to Likataya Manderebo. Eriketunikakasataya. Father, tonight is the night. Because I have turned to you. Because you are the only hope I have. Daddy, arise, O Lord. Put an end to the oppression of my oppressor. In the name of Jesus. Every oppressor in the land of my children's land. Daddy, tonight, cease the oppression. Cease them from oppressing my children. Father, from oppressing me and my household. In the name of Jesus. Let them no longer oppress me in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Psalm 9 verse 9. The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed. A stronghold in time of trouble. Just turn it to prayer. Oh Lord Almighty, be my stronghold against my oppressor. Against those that are oppressing me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Against oppression in my life. Daddy, be my stronghold against all my oppressors. Against my haters. Against the wicked ones in my life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Lord, be my stronghold in time of trouble and every moment of my life. Be my stronghold. Trouble will come. Jesus is not, he did not tell us that we will not have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer, have overcome. Trouble times will come. But you need God to strengthen you. You need God to be your stronghold. Even that time of trouble. Trouble in the house. Trouble in the family. Trouble in the city. Trouble in the nation. Trouble at your workplace. Trouble even in the body of Christ. Daddy, be our stronghold. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Psalm 103 verse 6 says, the Lord performs righteous deeds and judgment for all who are oppressed. Turn it to prayer. Daddy, perform righteous deeds for me against my opposers, against my enemies, against the troublers of my soul. Turn it to prayer. Daddy, tonight, perform righteous deeds for me against my oppressors. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, tonight, perform judgment even for the oppressed in our land, for the oppressed in our nation, for the oppressed in our city. Daddy, perform, O Lord, judgment, O Lord. Righteous deed, O Lord, established for them, even in the household of faith, even in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 14 verse 3 says, on the day the Lord gives you relief from your suffering and turmoil, and from the harsh labor forced on you. You see how they put harsh labor upon the people that God put under them. Because you are the president, because you are the governor,
because you are the minister of this, because you are the pastor, because you are the evangelist, because you are the apostle, because you are the prophet. Look at that Bible verse, Isaiah 14:3. On the day the Lord gives you relief from your suffering and turmoil and from the harsh labor forced on you, I want you to pray tonight. Give me relief from suffering and turmoil in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, anything that disturbs your peace and joy is considered as suffering, is considered as turmoil, physical or spiritual. Daddy, tonight, today is the day. Give me relief from suffering and turmoil in the name of Jesus. Lord, my avenger, tonight and today, give me relief from harsh labor forced on me. I don't know the hard labor. I don't know the harsh labor forced on you by any man or any woman, by any power, or physical or spiritual. Tonight, the Lord relieve you in the name of Jesus. The Lord release the people of our land from all harsh labor forced on us in the name of Jesus. Remember what happened to the Israelites in the land of Egypt. They put more labor. They make their labor to be more harder. That is what the enemy always wants to do with anybody's life. But tonight, by the power of the Most High God, tonight, because we have turned to God, our only hope, we receive relief from every suffering in our lives in the name of Jesus. Every time we receive relief tonight from every harsh labor forced on us, physically or spiritually, tonight in the name of Jesus, by any force, by any power, by any man or any woman, we receive, oh Lord, relief from the harsh labor forced on us by any nation in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Isaiah 14 verse 5. For the Lord has crushed your wicked power and broken your evil rule. That is concerning your oppressor. That is concerning the troubler of your peace. That is concerning the evil and the wicked ones in the land of your life and in our midst. Remember, he said that, break the arm of the wicked. And here Isaiah 14:5 said, for the Lord has crushed your wicked power and broken your evil rules. I want you to pray, oh Lord my God, tonight, crush the wicked power of the enemy over me and my household. Crush it by the word, the power of your word, Isaiah 14:5. Daddy, crush the power, the wicked power of that wicked woman in my father's household, of that wicked man in my mother's household, of that wicked one at my workplace, of that wicked one even in the household of God. For the Bible says it, among my people are the wicked ones. Daddy, tonight, by the power of your word, Isaiah 14:5, Daddy, cross even the power of the wicked ones and break even all their rules in the name of Jesus. All those rules that they used to tie you down, all those rules, you know, do this, don't do that, that cage you in, they labor you, they labor you with rules, and they themselves, they are not fulfilling it, they are not doing it. Look at how they are changing rules and regulations in our land, in our nation. God, break all evil rule over me. Break all evil rule over my children. Break all evil rule over our churches, over our lands, oh Lord, over the body of Christ. Remember, they are saying that as a church, there's something that you must go and register. If you don't do it, you cannot do this. Evil rule that will not allow us to do evangelism. Evil rule that will not allow us to go into mission field. Daddy, break them tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, break evil rule over our lands, over your people in our lands, and in the household of faith, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Ecclesiastes 7:7. Oppression can turn the wise into fools, and a bribe can damage you. Noblest heart. Oppression. What is that thing that oppression cannot turn human being to? My brothers and my sisters, this is true of the people of our land, and even individually, both old and young.
Oppression by the wicked and evildoers ruling over us has turned the wise youth and young adults into fools. Taking of bribes at all levels of affairs have damaged the hearts of everyone in our land, even in the household of faith. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that you are wise. Oppression will not turn you into a fool. Father, we pray, oh Lord, all our young ones, that oppression in our lands has made them to become fools. Daddy, tonight, stand up and save them, oh Lord. Daddy, I am decreeing and declare, oh Lord, that you will touch them, oh Lord. They will return from their foolishness, oh Lord, and they will become wise again because they have turned to you, oh Lord. We decree that our young ones, oh Lord, our youth, oh Lord, we return to you in your fear, oh Lord. Father, they will tremble at your feet, oh Lord, and Lord, you will give them back wisdom in the name of Jesus, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I want you to decree that your noble heart, oppression will not turn it to something else. Your good heart, oppression make people to lose heart, not to be, you know, to be dangerous in their heart, to be wicked in their heart. That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion. That oppression has turned people to begin to kill for money, to begin to kidnap, for demand ransom. I want you to pray, Father, by the power of your word, we decree that oppression loses grip over the people of our land, over our youth and our young ones, in the name of Jesus. And their noble heart will no longer be damaged, even by oppression, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that all damaged noble hearts because of oppression in our land be healed tonight, in the name of Jesus. Be healed tonight, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Isaiah 49:26-6 says, I will make your oppressor eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with wine. I want you to turn into prayer. Lord Almighty, you are my avenger. Tonight, make my oppressor to eat their own flesh. In the name of Jesus, those that said that they will kill me and eat my flesh, Father, tonight, by the power of your word, Isaiah 49:26 says, make all my oppressor to eat their own flesh. In the name of Jesus, cause them to begin to drink their own blood as sweet wine. In the name of Jesus, anyone that wants to pursue my children and said they want to eat their flesh, cause them to begin to eat their flesh and to begin to drink their own blood. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Isaiah 10:27. When that time comes, all the weight of Assyria will be lifted up your shoulder. Its yoke will be removed from your neck, and the burden of their assault and demands will evaporate, and you will be free by the anointing. Anointing breaks the yoke. By the anointing, God breaks all yokes of the oppressor upon us, upon our land, and the body of Christ today, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight, the weight of Assyria is lifted off your shoulder, my shoulder, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare tonight that the yoke of the weight of Assyria is removed from our necks, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the burden of the assault and demands of our oppressors evaporates off our life, in the name of Jesus. They are evaporated tonight. We see them no more, in the name of Jesus. I decree by the power of the word of God, we are free from all yokes. We are free from all burden by imputed upon us, even forced upon us by our oppressors, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of anointing, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Isaiah 58:9 says, then you will call and the Lord will answer you. You will cry for help and will say, here I am. If you take away from your midst the yoke, if we take away from our midst oppression, if we let oppressing another person hang the finger points in scorn towards the oppressed or the godly, and every form of wicked, sinful, unjust speeches, when we stop all this, we will cry unto God and God will answer us. I want you to pray, our God, you are God of justice. Lord, help our leaders, help our elders, ministers of the gospel and officers of our land to stop mistreating people, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, let them have your fear and let them stop treating
people badly in the name of Jesus. Let them stop all the oppressions in the name of Jesus. Help our ministers, officers, and leaders to stop falsely accusing the righteous in the land and in the house of faith in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, help our gospel ministers, leaders of our land, to stop all form of wicked, sinful, and unjust speeches to the people of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And lastly, Isaiah 58 verse 10. If you make sure that the hungry and the oppressed have all that they need, then your light will shine in darkness, and even your brightest moment will be bright as a clear day. I want you to pray. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, that all ministers, all officials in our land, Father, all leaders, Father, all the people that you put in position to do good to us, as long as they return and they started to do good unto your people, Father, let light shine for them in the name of Jesus. In the time of their darkness, O Lord, Father, let light come forth for them in the name of Jesus. But those who refuse to change, O Lord, Father, we pray, O Lord, you will deal with them. Father, you will remove them from our land so that peace will reign in our land, so that your people will be full of joy, so that dancing will be on our feet, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you, O Lord, for as we have decreed tonight, as we have cried unto you, O Lord, you will do unto us, O Lord. And Lord, we will have our peace. We will be calm, O Lord. Father, we will know that you are the only hope we have. And we know that hoping in you, O Lord, will not disappoint us. For you will arise for our sake, O Lord. You will deliver us. For you are abundantly able to do so. Since we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. He will continue to be the strength of your life in the name of Jesus. Same time next week, that will be another month. The Lord bless you. The Lord will land you safely into the month of August in the mighty name of Jesus. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.